Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, you are worthy. God, you are worthy. God, you are worthy. Hallelujah. God, we lift you up. Hallelujah. God, we exalt you. Hallelujah. God, we lift you up. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. God, you are worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, you are worthy of all the praise. God, you are worthy of all the honor. Hallelujah. And we lift you up, God. Hallelujah. We magnify you, God. Hallelujah. We glorify you, God. Hallelujah. God, you are so worthy. And we bless you, Jesus. We give you the glory, God. We give you the praise, God. We give you the honor, God. God, you are so worthy. Hallelujah. And we bless you, God. We lift you up, God. We magnify you, God. And we give you all the praise, God. God, you are so worthy. And we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, we just want to exalt you, Lord, above everything, God. We want to exalt you, God, over every concern, Lord. We want to exalt you, God, over every problem, Lord. We want to raise you up, Father God, because you are King of Kings and you are Lord of Lords, God. And you're great, hallelujah. You're great, hallelujah. You're great, hallelujah. And we bless you, Lord, hallelujah. We bless you, Lord, hallelujah. We bless you, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. Oh, God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. And we bless you, God. Hallelujah. We bless you, God. We bless you, God. We bless you, God. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for everything that you've done. We thank you for everything that you're going to do. We thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, you're worthy. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We tell you, God, how much we appreciate you. We tell you how much we thank you. We tell you how much we thank you. We tell you, God, how much, Lord God, you've been to us. You've been so good. You've been so gracious. You've been so kind, God. And we're going to tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for watching over our families. Thank you for watching over our children. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you for the provision. Thank you, God. Thank you for the protection. Thank you, God. Thank you for the freedom. Thank you, God. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the presence. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, God, for touching our hearts, God. Thank you for opening our understanding. Thank you, God, for giving us wisdom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. God, and we bless you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor, God. And we thank you, Lord. We just want to make sure, Lord, we give you all the praise before you ask for anything. We want to make sure, God, we lay it all down at your feet. And we tell you, Father God, that we are nothing without you. Oh, God, that you deserve all the praise, all the glory. Oh, God, we take off our crowns. We take off our titles. We take off that entitlement. We take off that pride. We take off that you know that you are God, and you are God all by yourself, and there is none like you in all the world. There is none like you, Lord God. There's none like your love. There's none like your love, God. There's none like your love, God. There's none like you in all the earth. Oh, God, you're so precious. Oh, God, you're so graceful. Oh, God, you're so kind. Oh, God, but we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that mercy, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And we bless you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness. God, you've been so good. You've been so good, Lord. Oh, God, we can't tell you enough how much we love you and appreciate you. How you stuck with us. How you were not selfish. Oh God, how you kept coming after us. In spite of us, Lord, that you kept a plan. Oh God, you always had a plan. And it was of good and not evil to bring us to an expected end. Oh God, to bring us to the place, the season and the time, Father God, that you could get the glory and the praise out of our lives. Oh God, that you could get everything that you need out of us. Hallelujah. That you can bless your glory upon us, Lord. Oh God, we just thank you. Oh God, for seeing about us, for loving us, for seeing about our children. Oh God, we just thank you for seeing about our marriages, seeing about our families, seeing about our loved ones, seeing about our neighbors, seeing about our church members, seeing about our relatives. Oh God, seeing about those that's attached to us, even our co-workers. Oh God, we thank you that you care so much, that you go after us, God, and you never leave us, and you never forsake us. And so we want to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You care so much about us, God. And did you send somebody, if we're not even listening, you will send somebody to knock on our door. You will send a dream. Oh God, you will whisper. You will say something through a song, a billboard, a letter. You find ways to tear down every wall in our life. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we bless you unto hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. You've been so good, Lord. Hallelujah. God, and we bless you. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. And we thank you, Lord, for you've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. Oh, God, and we want to tell you thank you. And now, God, I ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, that you forgive us for all our sins and all our wrongdoings, any and everything that's in our heart, God, that is contrary to your word, any and everything, God, that we have been, oh, God, meditating on, Father God, that is contrary to your word, anything, God, that's offensive to you, anything, Father God, that makes you feel some type of way. Oh, God, we're asking you, Father, God, if there's any idols, Lord God, if is there anything, Father God, we exalted above you, oh, God, that is contrary, oh, God, that is, God, caused you to feel some type of way about the situation. Oh God, because you've told us over and over again. Oh God, that you know, you confirmed it over and over again. That you are faithful, God. That you got us. That you have everything under your control. Oh God, that you know what you're doing. You told us over and over again how much you loved us. How you're pouring out your spirit upon us. How you're resting upon us. How you're with us every step of the way. Oh God, you let us know, oh God, that we're greater, that we have more strength, more vitality, oh God, inside of us, in the name of Jesus, that you poured in us gifts and talents, Lord God, that we can do and be successful, oh God, in our lives, spiritually and naturally. Oh God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh God, forgive us of our trespasses, forgive us of our iniquities, forgive us for holding those grudges, forgive us for holding hate in our heart, forgive us for being so blinded, Lord, having a hard heart, stiff neck. Oh, God, forgive us of these things, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, forgive us, forgive us, Lord. And wash us and cleanse us. Oh, God, wash us on the inside, Father. Because we know you look at the heart and you go into the heart. And you know, God, everything that's going on, we cannot hide nothing from you. So we're asking you, God, to go in and stir up some things, Lord God. Remove some things, Lord God. Uproot some things, Lord God. Change some things, God. Renew our minds. In the name of Jesus, with your word, Father God. Oh God, so that word can get planted, Father God, on good ground in the name of Jesus. Because you cleaned it out. Oh, you removing some things. And the word will not get choked. Because Lord God, your word is pure and it's gonna get us right. It's making us whole, it's making us complete, it is satisfying our soul. Only you can satisfy our soul. Only you can feed those cravings. Only you, Father God, can take away those addictions. Only you, Father God, can change our mind. Only you, Father God, can help us, Lord, change the way we think, oh God, about ourselves, to help us to love ourselves just a little bit more. Oh God, that we can love our neighbors, that we can love our friends, we can love our husbands, that we can love our wives. Holy God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you can only one that can satisfy our souls, that we don't go looking for love in all the wrong places. Oh no, God, that we don't put things in place, like cars and monies and jobs and, oh God, addictions, Lord God, with drugs, self-medicating because of the mess that's on the inside. Oh God, you can satisfy our souls. You can make us whole. You can, Lord God, fill us up with your spirit that we are satisfied and we are at peace in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I'm asking you, Lord, continue, Father God, to do the work that you've begun in us. Continue to mold us and shape us, Lord God. Continue to help us to live right and walk right and talk right in the name of Jesus. Continue, Father God, to help us, Lord God, to strive, God, to come closer to you in the name of Jesus. Continue, Father God, to show us, Father God, so we can get that thing right with you first. Because our relationship with you is more meaningful than anything else in this earth. In you, God, is that secret place where we can go and we can tell all our secrets. We can tell everything that's going on. We can give you our frustration. We can give you our heartbreak. We can give you our pain. Oh, God, we can give you everything and then confirm. Oh, God, we can come to you. We can lay on your breast. And we don't have to be afraid nor ashamed to say, God, I messed up. Forgive me, God. Save me, God. Save me from myself, God. Save me from the life, God. Save me, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we need you. We need you, Lord. We need you in our relationships, God. So we're seeking you, God. We're seeking you for guidance. We're seeking you for instruction. We're seeking you, God, to give us what to say and how to say it. We're seeking you, God, for the wisdom that we need. Oh, God, and even in your word, we're asking you to open up our understanding, God, that we can get the full knowledge, God, all the wisdom, God, those treasures, those gems, those jewels, that stuff hidden, Father God. Oh God, that will help us, Lord, in our daily walk to die daily, not to be concerned about ourselves. Oh God, not to be concerned. Oh God, because you said take no thought, Father God. You said take no thought because you, Father God, will take care of us. You are our shepherd. We can put our heart in your hand. And God, you can guide us. Oh God, you will take care of us. You can turn us to the right and to the left. But we got to surrender, Lord. So help us, God, to have a heart of acceptance and surrender all, Father God, everything, and not hold on to nothing, nothing in our past, nothing that's happened, nothing, Father God, help us, Lord, as we give it over to you, little by little, removing all the fear, Father God, and all the trauma in the name of Jesus, leaving it at your feet. Because you can heal it all. You can change us all. You, God, hallelujah, can heal that broken heart. You, God, can expose every lie of the enemy, and even lies that we believed, and even those lies we told ourselves because we did not understand your movement. We didn't understand. We didn't know you. Your word says that your thoughts are greater than ours, higher than ours, and your ways are different than ours. God, give us the patience that we need to wait on you until you give us the understanding and then the courage to follow you regardless of what it looks like or what it seems like. In all chaos, God, help us, Lord. Oh, God, as we cry out to you, as we seek you, as we stand firm on your promises. Because your word is true. Your word is true. Oh, God, we're coming to you. We're seeking you, God. We want the more of you, God. We want more, Lord. There's so much more. So much more. Oh, God, some of us have tasted, and we know there's more. There is more. Father God, we want more. We want more. We want more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, we want more of you. Give us the courage, Lord God, to lay our lives down. We just want you, Lord. We just want you. We want you to fill us with your spirit. We don't want to be hateful and spiteful anymore. We don't want to walk in fear. We don't want to be lured away by our own lusts. Oh God, but we want your power. Oh God, we don't want to deny your power any longer. We want to see you move. We want to be right there with you. We want to be used by you. We want to walk with you. We want to talk with you. We want to be with you, Lord Jesus. Remove all those hindrances, God. All those roadblocks, all those walls, Father God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus, move them out of the way. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, give us the courage to repent, apologize, confess, or whatever we need to do, God, to get this thing right with you. And God, get in line, God, come into agreement with your word, with your truth. Thy word is truth. Oh God. We bless you on today. And we're seeking freedom, Lord. Lord God, even that stuff, God, that's hidden or we haven't talked about, we haven't shared, what we may not even know about, God, we're asking you to go in and remove it. Pull it out, pull it out, pull it out. Oh God, pull it out, pull it out, pull it out in the name of Jesus. Pull it out, pull it out, pull it out. Oh God, that it can no longer hinder our relationship with you, our walk with you, in the name of Jesus. Open our ears, God, that we can hear. Open our eyes, God, that we can see. Remove that know-it-all spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Remove, oh God, the prideful spirit. Remove it, God, the jealousy and the envy. Hey God, uplift this stuff that we're carrying, God. In the name of Jesus, sever, God, every soul tie. Sever every chain. Locks. Oh God, carry us, Father God. Oh God, and have us locked to some stuff 20 and 30 years ago. Oh God, remove these things, Lord. Break every chain, every link, Lord. Oh God, help us, God. Oh God, not to have unrealistic expectations and conditions. God, let us not be narrow-minded, God, because you may want to do something different. God, let our spirits be open and willing and obedient and yielding and submitting unto you in the name of Jesus. So that you can do what you need to do, what you want to do in the name of Jesus. God, help us to understand it's not just about us. Oh God, there's people connected to us. There's people around us that need to see your glory. Oh God, help us, Lord. As we draw closer to you, as we come close to you, Lord, as you expose these things, Lord, those things that are no good, let us not be ashamed or embarrassed, but rejoice. and that you love us and you care that much. Holy God, we just bless you and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the mind, Father God. We thank you for regulating our mind. We thank you for making it new. We thank you, God, that your word is making it new. It's making us alive. Oh, God, it's changing things. Oh, God, it's circumcising some stuff off of us. Oh, God, we just thank you for your word. And we thank you for the word that's going to come forth, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we just thank you. And we bless you, God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Ask you, Father God, that you orchestrate our steps. Give us, Lord God, what you want us to do. And let us not lean to our own understanding, Lord, but wait on you. Even if we have to get even more understanding, help us to just wait on you. Just wait, because you are faithful. You are so faithful. You know how to comfort. You know how to encourage. You know how to chastise. You know how to, hey God, push us forward. You know how to do so much, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. God, cover us, Lord, and keep us, Lord. Keep us safe from all harm and danger, seen and unseen, God. Cover us, our families, our loved ones, Lord. In every prayer that has gone before you, Lord, we're asking, God, that you would consider those prayers, Lord. In every name, dear God, that we have called out throughout the day, God, we're asking that you remember their names, God. Remember their concerns, God. See about your people, God. Oh, God, see about their concerns. See about them, Father God. Meet them right where they're at, Father. Because you know what the situation is. You know what's going on. Oh, God, we're asking you, God, meet every one of their needs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let them not be the same, God. Let them have an encounter with you. An encounter that will change their whole perspective. An encounter that will change their mind. An encounter that will change their heart. That they'll never be the same. That they'll never be the same. Every individual that comes in this house tonight, let them not leave the same. Pour your spirit into them, God. Give them something that they can take with them, Father God. That would help them, Father God, for the rest of their life. Help them to grab hold to it and never let it go. And stand on it. Oh God, we just bless you. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. We thank you for everything that you're doing. Even if we don't understand, Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We ask God that you just help us, God, to keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. And not look back. Never look back. Oh, Lord, we just bless you. We just give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we just want to thank you and lift you up and glorify you on tonight, because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. There is nobody else that is like you, God, in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind, God, and we just want to lift you up and let you know just how much we love you and how much we appreciate you, God, because it's so many times in our lives that we get so wrapped up with the cares of this world and it's like that. We do not be mindful enough to take the time and just simply glorify you and lift you up, but we want to do it on tonight, God, because you are he who was, who is, and who is to come, God. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the creator of all creation. There's nobody that can stand before you. There's nobody that can compare, even equal to you, God. You, Father God, is the great I am, the sovereign one. Oh, God, the omnipotent one, omnipresent God. That is who you are, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we want to acknowledge you on tonight, Father God, because you said, Lord, that if we lift you up, you'll draw just a little bit closer. And we want to be a little bit closer, Father God. We want to let your feet. We want to hear your voice. We want to simply feel your breath upon us on tonight, God. So we're asking you to be in our midst and breathe on us tonight, God. We're asking you to come and sup with us on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, because we need you, Lord, in any and every area of our lives, God. We want to be in your presence on TDO Bobo Shanidalobase. So we're opening up our heart, welcoming you on tonight, God. We welcome you in our hearts, our minds, our situations, our concerns, our fears, and even our tears, God. We welcome you on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that if we are in your presence, nothing can dwell there, God. So we're going to give you all the salutations and all the glory and all the honor on tonight, God, because you deserve it, Lord, and we want to tell you just how much we love you. We want you to know just how much we appreciate you. We want to give you our gratitude and our oh God, because you deserve it, Lord. You deserve it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because we know, Lord, that we could do absolutely nothing without you, God. We could accomplish nothing. We can't even live without you, God, because we need you, God, in order to stand up straight. We need you, God, in order to speak with the sound. We need you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and because you have activated all kind of internal organs inside of us, God, and you made it all possible, God, for us to be able to utilize these things. And you gave us the privilege, Father God, in order to and God be on my mind. We want to thank you on tonight, God. We want to thank you for any and everything that you are doing. We want to thank you for covering us on today, Father God, and even giving us a man to want to come into your sanctuary. We want to thank you on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, he called my mind. We just want to thank you on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, because you do so much, God. It's innumerable, Lord. Oh, God, you do the little as well as the big. You, God, is the reason and the sole source of it all. You are the epitome of it all, God. It is you, Lord. Oh, God, and we want to tell you just how much we love you and just how much we appreciate you, God. Oh, my mind, little love, oh, see, I get a love, oh, shut, little love, I see, ya. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we lift you up, as we come to you and cast all our cares at your feet, God, because you know each and every last one of us, you know each and every problem and every concern that we have, God. We're going to lay it at your feet on today, because a lot of your people is heavy laden, God. A lot of your people is weighty with stuff, God. They are burdened, Lord. So we want to release it unto you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and lay it at your feet, because we know you got a big old feet and that you're going to handle it. We know that your hands are not slack and neither your arms short. Oh, God, so we're giving it all to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Ikona mandelobosia. We are not going to keep wondering about it. We are not going to keep trying to figure it out. But we're going to acknowledge you in it. We are not going to try to be changing. Oh God, but we are going to give it to you, Father God, because we know that you, God, is a game changer. We know that you can work it all out, God. We know that you can settle a matter, whether it's in a home or on a job. We know you can fix a marriage. We know that you can heal a body. We know that you can open up a door as well as shut it. We know, God, that you are able to do it all. So we're giving it all to you right now, God, because you can fix the unfixable. You can change the unchangeable. You can settle that thing that's unsettled. Oh, God, we know who you are, Father God. So we're going to acknowledge you. We acknowledge you right now, God. Oh, God, we acknowledge you. We know that you are a healer. You can heal anything. It does not matter what the doctors say. You are a healer. It does not matter what the lab reports say. You are a healer. It does not matter what they monitor. You, God, is a healer. Oh, God, we are on Sunday and on Sunday. And we believe that you can heal any and every blood disorder. We believe that you can heal any and everything that's disrupted inside of our middle body, our mental capacity. We know that you can heal any and every artery inside of our heart. We know that you can heal any and every intestinal area, our respiratory system, our nervous system. We know that you regulate the mind and the pituitary. We know, God, what you are capable of. Oh, God. We know what you are, Baba, said it about Oh, God, we know. So we're putting all that stuff in your hand today. We're releasing it unto you in totality and not in partiality. We're releasing it to you on today, Father God, because it got us shackled. It got us chained. It got us in bondage. Loose those bands on tonight, God. Oh, God, that we may be free even at the thought of it. Freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, my mind, did it almost see. Freedom from it all, God. Oh, my mind, did it almost shine, did it almost see. Oh, God, he called my mind, did it almost say, hey. Freedom from it all, God. That hopelessness. Freedom. Loneliness. Freedom. Oh, Baba, shine, did it almost sun, did it almost see. Freedom. Oh, Baba, send it out of the local Sunday in Abastia. Oh, God, free your people. Free them from the shackles of this life, God. That they may walk in the fullness of your glory and the assurance and confidence of your will, God. Oh, Mama, free us, your people, God. That your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan will be done within our lives, God. Oh, God, instill your holiness and your righteousness inside of your people, God, because we cannot do it on our own. We need you. Oh, God, turn out any and every wall and every barrier, Father God, that has caused us to be in a place of seclusion in our mind, thinking and believing that we got it right. Well, we don't, Lord. Oh, God, sever and uproot that spirit of pride and self-righteousness and haughtiness on today, God. That we may be able to see clearly what you are. Oh, God, he called my mind. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do it because only you can. Only you can do it, Father God. We can't do it. We're not capable of that. Because our heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it, God? Sustain your people. Oh, God, we that they may keep their hands clean. Oh, walking upright, holy and circumspect, God. Not self-willed and disobedient and rebellious. Oh, God, see, call my mind, Nidalaboshin. Remove that compromising spirit, God. We get so complacent. We get so comfortable in that familiar place. Move that familiarity on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your people will be able to taste the goodness of your will and your purpose for their lives, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do it. Move in the midst of your people, God. That they may know without a shadow of a doubt that you are real, God, and that you are not superficial, but you are real. Oh, mama, little pussy. Oh, God, I'm asking you to be in our midst on tonight because you said with two or three, I got that you are there. Oh, God, continue to do what you do best. And that's simply saying about your people. Help us to understand and accept that we can trust you in all things and in everything, God. We can't trust what we see because it could deceive us, Lord. But we believe and we stand on your word because we know that you are not a God that shall lie, neither can you die. So we stand on your word today. Regardless if it sounds far-fetched or too good to be true, it don't matter, it don't matter, it don't matter. Oh, God. We glorify you tonight. We glorify you tonight, God. In your sovereignty, we bow down. In respect, in honor, we bow down, God. Holy devotion, Nedelaka, so no man, Nedelaboshin. Oh, God. We tell you that we love you with every morsel and every fiber in our being. Oh, God. We could never repay you for what you've done, but what we can do, God. Is give you thanks. We can praise you, God. And we can submit to you. Oh, God. Oh, God, how we over my little baby. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, we tell you we love you again, God. We can't tell you enough. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now, God, that you would put coals of fire on the tongue of the speaker, God. Oh, God, burn it up in you and everything that's not like you, that we will only speak the oracles of you, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you in advance for what you are about to do. We thank you for what you have already done and most definitely for what you are doing right now. Thank you, Jesus. For even doing that thing in secret that we don't even know about. Thank you, God. For the restoration. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the hope. Thank you for the peace. Thank you, God, for the honor of your mercy. I did it, your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. There's so many times that we be in between and in between so much until our mind and our heart begin to warm with one another. But I tell you on tonight that God is doing a new thing. I just want to remind y'all of what he showed me on this morning, because it was with so much force. And the example that he gave is like when you're standing at the bank of the beach and the waves coming and that water just keep pushing you and keep pushing you. And it's at a time and a point that a wave will come and hit up against you so hard and knock you down. The Lord was showing me the force of the water that was opening up the gates. And he said, I'm opening up the gates and it's going to flood us. Water represents cleansing, it represents purification, it represents overflow, it represents the drowning of some stuff and bringing life to some stuff, because a lot of times we cannot live, no, not a lot of times, we can't live without water, plants can't grow without water, things die without water, but the force of it opened it up, see, because it's some things that's been hindered, it's some people that has tried to hinder things, it's some stuff that has been placed in front of us and caused barricades for the beat up, but the force of it, if y'all can just see it, it was breaking the chains of steel, you know, the steel that clamps the bolts and stuff together, and the nails was popping out, them big old nails, it was the force of it. So I sit up here and I encourage y'all today. He opened up the floodgates. Accept it. Stay in his will. Stay in his way. Accept it. Allow yourself to be submissive unto the Lord. And everything that he is doing, even in the inside of you. Because a lot of us don't even understand what he's doing in the inside of us. Just let it. Sit back, cross your legs, and enjoy the ride. What's wrong with that? Let God be God, and you don't be you. Let God do what he's going to do inside of you. You will be amazed at what he put. See, God sees the best in us when we see the worst. And we do not even experience or understand it until we submit to it. And once we submit to it, I'm going to say this one time, is good. The next voice that you will hear is Chi-Chi.
Yeah. everybody. So we're going to start off in Romans chapter 3.
What would you say?
Romans chapter 3. To my mind, and so the title of this sermon today is Understanding Why Jesus Died for Our Sins. And this is some of the questions I had, and we're gonna answer these questions. Why did Jesus die on the cross? For what purpose? How does it affect us today? What shape was the world in at that time that will require such a sacrifice? Is the world we live in today in that shape now? So, first we gotta see, you know, what that world was like and what, as far as that time period. So, Romans chapter 3, we're gonna start at verse 9. What then are we better than they? No, in no wise, for we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understand. There is none that seek after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. Now, a sepulcher.
Sepulcher. That's a grave.
Oh. Okay. Sepulcher. A small room, monument cut in a rock or built out of stone, in which a dead person is laid or buried. And it says,
there it goes. Wow.
Oh, that is something.
And it says their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues, they have used deceit. Mm. The poison of asps and is under their lips. So, So, Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. In the power of the tongue, so the tongue holds power. And those that love it shall eat the fruit of their love. So, the fruit we eat will be a result of our own speech.
Come on.
And it continues and says, with their tongue they have used deceit. The poison of the asps is under their lips. And then it goes on to verse 14 and says, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness.
My God.
So that's why he called their throat, say, open sepulcher.
Sepulcher.
See, you place dead.
Give us the meaning one more time. Just one more time.
Okay. A small room or a monument cut in a rock or built of stone in which a dead person is laid or buried. Mm-hmm. So your tongue is dead because you eat the fruits of thereof. Jesus. That's why he called it an open.
Come on.
Self-culture. I'm sorry.
Did y'all hear what she said?
You place dead things in it. If their fruit is deceit, lying, wicked words, speech, and cursing, they are speaking death, and their throat is a self-culture.
Come on.
Yeah. Their tongue is dead. It's housing. Your throat is housing your tongue.
Come on. Whoa. Come on.
Okay, so it said, their feet are swift to shed blood, so they quick to kill.
Come on.
Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace have they not known. There's no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Now, verse 20, I have the NIV version. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, though, we became conscious of our sin. Mm-hmm. So that's the state of the world.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. So it was all kind of wickedness. It said they didn't even fear God, you know, quick to kill. Cursing, bitterness, a dead tongue. Under sin. And nobody was seeking after God.
Jesus.
So why did Jesus die for us? And the most common answer people give is why sins, but we attain so much more than just that, y'all. Oh my gosh. So we gonna flip over to chapter 5. And we're going to start at verse 8. It says, but God commanded his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So even in our sin, God still sent his son, Jesus, because he commanded his love towards us. 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. Y'all. Jesus saved us from the wrath of God.
And it's a terrible thing to fall under his wrath.
It's a terrible thing.
Jesus.
And that word commanded and trust or commit to care. So we know that God entrusted his love towards us, even as sinners, and still sent Jesus to die for us because he loved us, and Jesus saved us from God's wrath.
Come on. Thanks, girl.
And if you look at, go back to verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Peace with, okay. That's a real salvation.
Okay.
Yes. Only through the blood of Jesus.
Only through the blood of Jesus. This sermon gave me a new perspective of why we say thank you, Jesus. Let's go back to verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Mm-hmm. So because of Jesus died for us, he reconciled us with God. It said we were enemies.
We didn't know we were no more.
Yeah. We were enemies of him.
He wanted to kill us graveyard.
Yeah. He created that life for us. Put us back in good standing with God.
Come on.
It's like your older sibling or your grandmother. Mm-hmm. And you bring some juice into your mama's living room and waste it on her new couch. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she say, now you know you ain't supposed to have it in here. Mm-hmm. I'm about to whoop you. Mm-hmm. And your grandma say, no, don't whoop her. Don't whoop her. I'll clean it up. Mm-hmm. I'll clean it up.
That's a perfect example right there.
Yeah.
She
went there. And then your grandma saying, she means it. Mm-hmm. And Jesus even said it. He said in Luke chapter 23:24, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
I'm just going to lift my hands and say thank you, Jesus. Luke
23, verse 24. Yeah. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. He went to God on our behalf, like that older sibling or that grandma, and stood in the gap and took that beating for us. And then cleaned up our mess. And your mama said, "Oh, look even better than before. It look brand new.
Look at us brand new. Thank you, Jesus."
Yay. We thank Jesus, but do we really know why? Do we really realize what we attain through his sacrifice? Mm-hmm. So we're going to go over to Galatians. Chapter 1. Verse 21 and 22. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now have been reconciled. And in the body of his flesh.
What did you say? Where we at now?
Oh. Colossians.
Okay. Colossians.
Chapter 1, verse 21. Okay. Let's start over. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. Talking about Jesus. In the body of his flesh through death to present your holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. So there you go again, by the body of his flesh. Mm-hmm. Say we was reconciled. There it is again. Say you were presented holy and unblameable because of Jesus in his sight. And that's, you know, your granny cleaning up, making it look, you know, new. Now your mama not mad at you no more. Done reconciled. Now you can go lay up under your mama now you can go talk to her.
Yeah.
Now we can go to God. Now we can, you know, talk to him and pray to him and lay up under him. Mm-hmm. 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 Because we couldn't do that before. We had become his enemies. His death redeemed us, forgave us for our sins, and reconciled us with God. So, when you're reading the Bible now, I want you to pay attention to the parts that say, in Christ Jesus, through Christ Jesus, because of his blood, by his stripes, because everything that follows that is what we obtain through Jesus and his sacrifice. Thank you, Jesus.
That's going to hit different.
So you could be reading and saying, wow, that's something else I got because of Jesus. So I want to list some of them. So we got reconciliation, forgiveness, healing, freedom of sin, a new life, and a place in heaven.
Glory!
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. For real.
Thank you, Jesus. Because if you think about everything Jesus went through, y'all.
Come on, sis.
Just reconciliation. Reconciliation.
I want y'all to get pens
and
write it down. The things we obtain.
Mm-hmm. And it's just some of them, y'all.
It's just a small.
It's just what? Some of them. How many times we done read through Christ Jesus by his blood?
A lot.
And just, you know, passed on over it. And now you'd be like, wow. So I'm going to list them again.
Got access.
Okay. Reconciliation, forgiveness, healing, freedom of sin. Because it said in the Bible, I don't have that verse, but they were enslaved to it, to sin. So we got freedom from it.
That's right.
A new life. And a place in heaven. And if you think of all the things that Jesus went through, y'all, reconciliation was enough.
All by itself.
We could have stopped there. Just to put us in good standing with God. Just to be able to go to God. But he gave us so much more. He gave us all, y'all. Still decide to heal us from our diseases and anything.
Mm-hmm.
Gave us a new life, a spot in heaven.
Come on.
And forgave us for our
privileges.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
And who would do that, y'all?
Nobody.
Who? Because Jesus knew everything he was going to go through, y'all. He knew he was going to be beat. He knew he was going to be whipped, thrown in jail, thrown on the cross, and nailed. Y'all, he had free will. He had free will, too. And Luke 22:24. Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not by my will, but by yours be done. He had his own will. He still did, y'all.
I don't want to do it, but because you told me to do it, I'm going to do it. Not my will, because my will is I want to walk away.
And how many times we just said, because they threw Jesus in jail. I ain't going to jail for you.
Come on.
We can stop right there. Who you going to jail for?
Come on.
We can stop right there. He died for us, but just going to jail.
Call me, I told y'all I tell everything.
And check this out. And the person you going to jail for was guilty.
Thank you. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Take one breath. That's it. That's the name of your son. What's the name of your son? Thank
you. Understanding why Jesus died for us. But towards the end, it was just why. Just why. So, you know, this world, it's in bad shape too. But because of his sacrifice, we got a way out. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I want y'all to really, like, when y'all reading that Bible and y'all see by his stripes, through Jesus, through Christ Jesus, like, say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. It's just thank you, Jesus.
That's all I can say the whole time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because there's so much we obtain because of his sacrifice. Y'all, they beat him so bad. They beat him and whipped him so bad.
Just for us.
And we was guilty. Knowing we guilty.
By association, guilty because I did it and ain't nobody else I associate with to do it. Mm-hmm. I did it on my own.
And he took it all.
And I was researching, you know, they do studies on it and stuff. And they were talking about the way they placed the nails in him and in his feet. And the nerves, it was like a constant shock of pain. Mm-hmm. And the way they did his feet, they put like some type of wood under it, like the hold yourself. So you had to kind of get up on your tippy toes so you can breathe, mm-hmm. or you were suffocating. Mm-hmm. Made him drag that cross, mm-hmm. after they looked him.
But look what they did him with, though. They beat him with a whip, and on the end of the whip, they had something like spikes on the end. So every time it whooped him, it tore a piece of skin off.
Yes.
It whipped him.
You could see his inside.
Yes.
He didn't get no rid of
him. Yeah. You could not recognize him when they got finished with him. And after all the beating, the Bible says that when he was walking past, people were just sitting and spitting on him, kicking him. Oh, look, these are the people that he healed from the devils, the possessions. These are the ones that he laid hands on, and they could see.
And then when he was up there, they mocked him.
But come on.
That part.
How about lying? How about that? And then agreed with the liar to simply kill him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. All just for us.
And he didn't have to. And he knew. Could you handle that?
No.
If somebody told you, I'm going to beat you, I'm going to whip you, I'm going to drag you across, you know, this road. You got to carry this cross. And I'm going to nail you to the cross, and you're going to die.
And it's still torture to leave that. The Bible said he even pissed him in his side. He already.
Could you do it? Some people would have lost their mind before it even happened.
Just the thought of it.
And it's for somebody else, and they guilty. I ain't getting up there for you. You don't you get you. You know how people get.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just allowing him put us in good standing with God. That was enough. Consider everything he went through, that was enough. But it didn't stop there.
And so, you said why there's some questions that you gave from the beginning. And in the beginning, I couldn't be like a city of Christ. Just everything that he was doing is going to be the same.
Yeah. That right?
He took what we deserve and say no, like you said.
Like that older sibling? Like that grandma?
Let me, beat me, God. Kill me, don't kill him. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Let me, what they really deserve. Mm-hmm. He's talking about all of us, even now in this age. Mm-hmm. What they really deserve. Ow. Just give it. Tell me what better love is. Love. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because we couldn't have you
there. Y'all had to get up all I could say. Thank you, Jesus.
Look.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I said it gave me a new perspective on when I say thank you, Jesus. God is good. Yes.
Have a gratitude.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
how? We say it, but do you really
understand?
That's why we. That's why we understand and why. Do you really understand?
Jesus.
We gotta put the whole thing in perspective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's that loving kindness.
Yes.
That's that mercy. Great. That's
yes.
Your mercy, grace.
Yes.
That's
thank you, Jesus. What else can you say?
Look, and I got
what else can you say?
That's what he's going to show you. Everything that I could have. That's what I'm learning from.
Yeah, be praying that just tonight. Everything you did, you did. Everything that you did, you did. And I can do no cry even as I was. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for it.
That's just some of y'all. And that's enough. That would have been enough.
He asks all the time, what more do you want me to do? I didn't get it all. Sunday. That was the sermon.
That's what I thought about it.
What?
It is finished.
That's why I said we was.
Yeah. God told you to spill. When you when you showed me that after service, I was like, he got us all on one accord.
Yes. I wanted to jump out of my seat back down. I wanted to get right in.
That's
all.
That's
don't be afraid for us.
Thank you, Jesus. Your grace and everything that we attain through Jesus. We ask you to guide us, Lord. So we use all these gifts and mercies and reconciliation and life through you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. God, we just thank you.
And when you give me that part, you say, thank you. But that's why.
It hits different.
It does.
It is different.
It is. Because I know I'm always thankful, Lord, but it's going to get a little bit more.
It's
going to water that thank you that y'all be gave me.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
That can have so much growth. Everybody. I need more words.
But yeah. You have them. That's what's up there. I'm like, I don't have other words. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Jesus.
If just one, y'all don't know how overjoyed I am. Because I just want folk to get it. That I know I ain't got to be the only one walking around with you. In my mind. That helps my heart to stay pure and sincere. You see what I'm saying? Because this right here messed this up. And it's already deceitful and desperately wicked anyway. So, you
shut down.
Shut up, because he gave us the will to. He said we are mighty through him to the pulling down the stronghold, casting down every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of what? God, and bringing every thought into subject. He talked to, he has given us the power. You see what I'm saying? He finished it up. We got to walk around here in a mental state that causes us to be in anxiety. Because he freed us from what? Fear.
Look. Don't
got to walk around here and be afraid of not having enough. Because he's trying to supply your every need.
Thank you, Jesus. That's it.
You ain't got to, and you said sitting up there, I ain't got to walk around here. He had me praying this stuff tonight about what's going on in my body and what the doctor say, because by his stripes I'm healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's just simply thank you, Jesus. Everything that I prayed,
you thought tonight, baby.
Everything. And that's why I'm just sitting there until you've got a whole bunch of fish back in
there. That's what you're going to say.
Something else, by his blood, or through Christ, by his stripes.
Yeah. He even told me if I sin and I turn from it, that he would heal me. Thank you, Jesus. And then he said, I'm going to make sure that you don't condemn yourself because I redeemed you. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Okay. So now redeemed from that guilt. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
It just goes on.
He don't remember it no more. He don't remember it, so why I keep bringing it up?
Look, I have thanked him for that. God, thank you that you don't keep count and track.
Like we do.
Ooh, like we do.
Because that's what we do.
I was in prayer.
You always do this, and every time you do this like this, and you treat this like.
Look, it's unconditional love.
I just want to thank you, Jesus. That's it. This morning on the prayer line, God, I got into a thank you prayer.
Don't feel.
That's the.
Thank you, Miss Becky. But look, that's how he had me started from November 1st. I'm like, Lord, however I can thank you, I'm going to thank you. Just when I'm going to thank you.
If he don't do anything else, he already done enough.
That's saving care.
I mean, for real. So when I say this all the time, when they make these songs, they really,
I don't think they really
what they say.
Some of them, baby.
Because if he do nothing, he's done enough because he made a way. When God wanted to get me out, he wanted us out the way.
I prayed in this morning, Lord, I could have been, should have been, would have been, but I'm
still here this morning, yes, Lord. Yes. I thank you. That was my prayer this morning.
Just
I
thank you.
Could have not woke up today. Thank you.
Your perspective is the same.
Thank you, Jesus.
Richard.
I hold you. Because it's turning from just saying something you was taught, what you hear, what you see, but something that causes you to be grateful. It causes you to consider things, reconsider. It causes you to not just ponder, but to evaluate. And when you go through all this, you get a thesis. And that thesis causes you to be like, oh, it ain't just that, it could be this too. See, because the thesis goes on and on and on. It never stops. Did y'all know that? When you write the thesis, it don't stop right there. It just goes on and on. That thesis. It's something that you can add on to constantly over and over and over. It's new and inventions that goes on. Oh, they invented that, so if that happened, then let me add this to it, and then the thesis goes on and on and on. I don't know why he was saying that, but he did. It's not set in stone with one thing. So that thank you goes on and on and on and on. We sit up here, we want to kill ourselves. We better thank him for life.
Damn.
We sit up here and we want to... Go ahead. What did he say? But you are a God of authenticity. He's real. He, I don't care. Can't nobody convince
me. He nothing different. Come on.
I know too much about myself.
Thank you.
See.
I'm not speaking for nobody else.
For my own.
Hey!
For what I know that I
know.
That he done showed up for me.
Individual. See, it's an individual thing.
I know. This piece, put a piece of lint paper that you always pick up. Something that big. Come on.
On your own.
And that you know it's him.
All you gotta ask.
And he do it every time. Every time. Ooh, that's one of the songs the same day in church.
And I'll be trying to catch it.
You can't.
If you want to know, you can ask.
Ask them yourself.
You can ask.
But they got to
do it in a way that you know.
No. For yourself.
For yourself.
It ain't what I'm telling you.
It can't be nothing else.
And this is why the Bible says we are overcome by testimony. So the more you tell the people, it's okay. You plant that seed, somebody else won't come in here.
Yes.
then you can do your job. Or something don't happen. You be known. Something don't happen. They gonna be like, Chichi Show told me. Look, they gotta want you though. Because I have to say the same thing. I stopped getting mad. I said, they'll come and get you. What church did you say you go to? Oh, it's on VIP. They're coming, actually. Right. It's not wrong. Not at all. Just let me know.
Word on tonight. I thank God for that word on tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is so gracious toward us. I thank him for that towards. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the speaker on tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the reassurance and letting us know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you love us so passionately. We just want to thank you on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and to let you know that we are grateful. We are grateful for any and everything that you are doing. We are grateful, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for giving us access. We are grateful, Lord, that you are giving us a mind to even want to learn more of you. You say, learn of me. Oh God, the more we learn of you, Father God, the more grateful we become. Lord, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in this sanctuary. Cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Give us your strength, your peace, your hope. Lord, give us any and everything that you have already designed for us in the right time, that we may enter into the season, in due season. Because that's what he's saying. He's saying in due season, you shall reap. He's not going to allow that vine to cast its fruit before the time. It's in the book. So we thank you, God. We thank you on tonight. Lord, I'm asking you right now to restore any and everything back into your daughter Chi Chi on tonight, God, that she disperse unto your people, Father God. Continue to allow her to walk in the wisdom. The Lord said, you're going to walk in his wisdom. Oh, God. Continue to expound and elevate and illuminate her, Father God. The Lord said, he's going to generate some things in you. Look up that word. He said, he's going to generate some things down in the inside of you. Continue to stir that gift up on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that she would not explode but implode amongst your people. Not explode, but implode on your people. IMPOD, Jesus. Generate and implode. He shall be giving us some words, y'all. Done. Jesus. What did it say, Chichi? What? Wait, hold on. The what?
Cause something, especially an emotion or a situation, to arise or come out.
Ain't that what generate say? What he say? He's gonna generate some things when you say it again, good.
Cause something to, especially an emotion or a situation, to arise or come out.
And then he said impose. What? Impose. Right. IMPOD. What is that? So he's gonna impose some things on you. So what did I just sit up here and tell you? I say you connect to.
Collapse or cause the collapse.
All them barriers. All them chains, all them doubts. See, he said he's going to impose some things. So in order to do that, it's some stuff he had me praying that tonight too, that he got to move out the way. It's that water and that overflow and that big old gate that I saw. I told y'all about that big gate. He had to cause that gate to collapse. And you get it. See, we got to understand what God is doing. Because when you read that, you get to, oh, well, he finna put it. His ways and thoughts ain't like ours. That's why he had me to explain some things. You understand what I'm saying? I saw them big old, y'all know them big old steel rails that they have in there for to hold up them big old. Baby, he finna cause some things to collapse, to move out the way. He did it with force. That water was so powerful. It knocked. Now all the while that water was sitting still, but when that water got troubled, it forced them gates open. And it was just he said, I opened up the flood gates, and the water was just flowing out. I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop screaming. It just overtook me because of what not only he was showing me in a natural sense, he got to explain it to me spiritually, that I may be able to accept it, to receive it. Accepting to receive. Sometimes we just got to accept it. Why we think we know, or we think we understand, or we think we got it, or we think no, because his ways and thoughts ain't like ours. So again, come on, everybody, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's not implode, it's impose. That's what it is. It's not implode, it's impose. I-M-P-O-D, I spelled it the way he showed it to me in the spirit. In big black bold letters. He deal with me like that. It's not implode. Y'all got to listen and you got to pay attention. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we thank you on tonight, Father God, for the fluid gates. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the restoration and even for the hope. Lord, we tell you we love you and we appreciate you on tonight. Consider every prayer we put on the altar, the ones that's on the wall, the ones that's in our hearts, Lord. Even now, God, in your son Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's all I can say is thank you, Jesus. It was so, this word was so rich. It was so rich. Don't you stop telling. She said, I've been trying to tell him. Keep telling. Keep telling me. Keep telling us. Keep telling the church. Keep telling the stranger. Keep telling. Just keep. Don't. You can't. You can't contain that. You can't contain it. It's exciting. You can't just be, yes. You can't wait. Yes. Right. Just, yeah, it's a spirit. And this is what I keep telling people. It's one spirit that's working in everybody. So if that one spirit is working in everybody and we are submitting to it, you don't want to call it anyway. You don't want to call it anyway. If it, so he gave me the example of the scripture in the Bible. He said everybody can prophesy, but if one person prophesy to others to be quiet, and to the other one get through talking, and then they talk, because he may not get it all to that one person, but it's all relating to that one thing. It's all relating to that one thing. And then all the pieces. All the pieces. All the pieces. Because it's that one spirit. And so it's like, it's jumping. Because the Bible says that the spirit move wherever it want to. It listens. It go wherever it want. So, I'm telling y'all. It's just so good. It's just so good. It's just so good. I thank God again. Thank you, Jesus, for his word again. We're going to get ready to get our offering, and then I guess we're going to close, even though I don't want to. God is good, and he's so gracious towards her, towards him, towards us, towards the folk, towards the people, towards the sinner, and even the non-sinner. He's so gracious towards us. Everybody. There it is. There it is. It's available for everybody. She, what you say? Say it again. That lane, you could just go there. That's a straight gate. He say very few find it. But the ones that do what you say get excited. He say very few find it. And when they do, it's almost like, all right, I ain't going back. I like this road. I like this road better than that one over there. Oh, you can see me? Okay, hey. Because he ain't got nothing in between. He ain't got nothing in between. It's either that one or that one. It ain't nothing in between, because he said he'll vomit you out. He don't want, it ain't nothing in between. It's either yay or nay. I will or I won't. It's that's it. And only can you obtain it through Jesus. That's the only way. You can't do it no other way. How can you walk? Say it again. Just move the limits. I say that all the time. Move the limits. Move the limits. You can't, because people, I'm going to say this one time. Because the Bible says that the devil have blinded the world. They can't see it. They can't see it because of their thoughts. They can't see it because of what they don't want to let go. What they don't want to lose. What they don't. They can't see it. They can't see it because of what they see. Okay, Jesus. They can't see it because of what they see. What they see is blinding them from seeing the promise. And the promise was already fulfilled through what? Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He fulfilled the promise. Don't you know that he didn't come? He didn't come to what did he say? He said, I didn't come here I came here to put the mother against the door, the father against the son. And see, people take that, oh, God is a God. No. You don't understand that scripture when he say that. Because there are going to be debates. There are going to be opinions. There are going to be beliefs. There are going to be choices. So they're going to be against one another. And then he goes on to say that if you don't deny them, you ain't even worthy to come up here with me. So you can't put them before you. You can't put them before him. You can't put them before that. You can't put nothing before God. Absolutely nothing. Greed. That's just like when the Lord tell you to give your last. He tell you to give 500 and you give 100. He tell you to give $2 and you get 2 cents. He said, I mean, that's just like that. He said, give me all your cares and you give them some. And you wonder why you troubled. So it's not just money. It's every area of our lives, y'all. He said, cast your cares on me because I care about you. So I'm just going to give him this one thing. I'll hold on to the rest. He said, let not your heart be troubled. How can I not let my heart be troubled when that thing on my mind? Because I said, that thing is a stronghold on your mind and in your thoughts. I gave you the ability to pull it down. And if you pull it down, then you won't be troubled. Because you read in the Old Testament, everything that my father did. So if you believe that he did it then, you got to believe that I could do it now. Thank you, Jesus. He said, if you believe in God, believe what? Also in me. So you done read about him. You done heard about him. You done been told about him. You was told about me even before you saw me. So if you believe God, believe me too, because we are one. I'm down here to help you and you don't even know. Lord, forgive them for not knowing the truth. They don't even know what they're doing. They don't even know what they're saying. They don't even know how they're acting. They fighting up against one another and they doing this and they doing that, Lord. They don't even know.
Say it again. Did you hear me?
That, when you got talking about that, my granddaughter turned around and looked at me like, because I ask them all the time, they mama call me, mama, I'm such, and then I say, let me punish them, don't you do it.
Mercy.
Don't you do it. Let me punish you. No. And then I don't go to them and tell, I be like, well, what you think should happen? Because you got to pick something. If you don't, you want me to pick it? Or you want, you know what? Let your mama do it. No, God, ma, don't, we don't want mama to do it.
But look,
So, I thank God for his word on tonight and the examples that he put on your heart to show us that we can really understand. Thank you, Jesus. Because that's all it is. He wanted you to help us to understand. Thank you, Jesus. For real. Because he's so gracious towards us. I thank God. I thank God. That's what we say, enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. But we don't know how to enter his gates with thanksgiving. So when he say that, he ain't just talking about the church. He's talking about when we come in before him. So before we come, he said, come to me, and this is Psalms. Come to me, and then I'm paraphrasing. Y'all got to search scripture in the book of Psalms. He said, come to me in song and psalm. So we're supposed to come to him singing and praising and worshiping. And then he said, when you come, because you got to go from each court. You got to go through some courts. It's the outer court, it's the inner court, it's the holiest of holies, and then behind the veil. So in that outer court, it's all kind of noise. You're gonna be thinking of all kind of stuff. You're gonna be hearing all kind of stuff. So you got to sing them song and songs for to try to distract yourself. You understand what I'm saying? And then when you go into the inner court, that's when you go into that Thanksgiving. When you go into Thanksgiving, you get to crying and hollering, and that Thanksgiving automatically turn into a worship, saying, Lord, I appreciate you. Lord, I love you. And by the time you get through that worship, baby, you be in the veil. You be behind the veil. And when you open up your eyes and you look up, you in a whole nother realm. See, it's a process in this. It don't take much. We be so distracted. We don't be wanting to pay attention. We want to do what we want to do or how we want to do it. Or we think that God can be in the midst in that song and say it all the time, and I all the time be praying. We miss it. We miss the move of God in his spirit because our own selves. Baby, don't miss that train. Don't miss it. Baby, I ain't finna be looking and worried about nobody. That's why I always turn my back. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Sometimes when I'm preaching, I even turn my back. Because the Bible says that they're gonna be looking at you funny. They're gonna be acting some type of way, and I can feel anything and everything and everybody. Sometimes I don't even look that way. I just be looking around at other folk. Because some folk want it. For real, for real. So come on, y'all. Just thank you, Jesus. Just come. Come on. Let's pray for him.
Everybody in the sanctuary. Everybody in the sanctuary. Thank you, Jesus. God is so gracious.
He's so gracious. And you remember what he had me tell you before you even opened up your mouth. Don't you forget. Everything the Lord had me tell you, don't ever forget it. Don't ever forget. We need to hold on to that because God is a God of truth. He do not lie. He don't lie. He don't lie. He don't lie. So we're going to get our offering and then we're going to get ready to dismiss. I just thank God for his word again. Just thank you, Jesus. Just thank you, Jesus. I love him so much. I love the Lord so much. He's so gracious towards us. He's so kind and pleasant.